You're listening to Financial Wise with Suzette Porter.
Local attorney Farron Sheehan and I discuss estate planning.
As a fiduciary, Porter is required to work in your best interests, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome to Financial Wise Radio. I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial. We're a retirement planning firm that specializes as a fiduciary. And today's show, I am so excited to have Farron Sheehan. We want to share with you the fruits of a well-designed estate plan. But first off the bat, I really want you to get to know her. I work with her on cases with our clients. She's one of three attorneys. She's one of our go-to people to make sure that you've got what you need in estate planning, because it's obviously a very important part of your life, especially in retirement. So Ms. Sheehan, she's been here in Central Texas. She's a native, lives in Pflugerville. She's been here before Pflugerville had 1,000 people. So she's been here a long time. She went to SMU. She graduated cum laude, of course she did, from Tulane Law School in 1997. And following law school, Ms. Sheehan worked as a public defender in Dallas. I love that part. So she's got a moxie about her that I really was attracted to. She's also got a heck of a story, because afterwards, when she moved and returned to Pflugerville and opened her private practice, when we first met, our lives were just like this wonderful little parallel of both of our families had been through tragic experiences with death. And we had to walk our families. We're the people that are the go-to in the family to kind of fix the problems. And what we did is we shared this beautiful experience of how it shaped our careers. And so, you know what I want you to tell the audience that's listening? Why are you so passionate about the estate planning part of your practice? Because you could do anything. Look at you. I mean, you're celebrated as an attorney, and you're choosing to do this wonderful work as a estate planner.
Well, thank you, Suzette, for everything. I can say that really for me, the most important thing is family.
Yeah.
And I grew up living with my parents and my grandparents, so I was very close to both of them. I watched my grandmother, as she got older, have real problems financially. She was taken advantage of by one of her children, who stole a great deal of her money. Mm. And what should have been a comfortable retirement turned into a lot of stress because she was taken advantage of. And so at that point, I decided I was going to devote my practice to making sure that didn't happen to any other families.
Mm, I love that. And you know, what you told me when we first met was how that really shaped you, and you know, again, why it makes you so passionate for other families. And so it sets the bar for your listening skills towards who you're, because nobody's going to walk in your office and go, hey, I've just been ripped off. They're really, really going to want, you've got to be a special listener for that, right?
Absolutely. They call it attorney and counselor at law.
Yeah.
And I always tell my clients, there's nothing we haven't heard.
Yeah.
Never be ashamed.
Well, you know, the other thing that is very passionate for me as well, and you all that have heard my story, my father died the day before Thanksgiving in 1997, and I should have never had this career. I was supposed to be the heir apparent of some oil money and, you know, different things that my grandfather had actually done in Dallas and discovered a great deal of oil. But my father, for lack of planning, frankly, and poor choices, it all ended up going away. And I had a brother that wouldn't sign the documents. And we talked about this offline. Just because you're going through probate doesn't mean that you don't have to still make a mortgage payment or a light bill or the taxes paid, keeping everything up and going. And so 3 years later, we ended up losing the house because I couldn't continue to afford the lake house at Lake Whitney, Texas, waiting for this brother of mine to sign documents. And so I watched at Hill County the house that I learned how to swim at Lake Whitney, Texas, get auctioned off. And it was just lack of planning. And so I have this burn my saddle. You know, it's kind of, you either get bitter or you get better, right?
Absolutely. So we try and help families get better.
Yeah.
We try and help them plan so that won't happen to them. Because what we see is it's devastating financially, emotionally. It breaks the family apart permanently in many cases.
Yeah. Well, I just admire you, and I've always loved working with you, and you've always taken good care of everyone that we've sent you. And we have shared stories of tragedies that have turned into really pretty good stories that could have been awful, but we are the advocates for them, which is an honor to work with you on that. Really, it is. So tell me, what are the stats on Texas of having their estate plans done?
You would be shocked. A good 72% of people don't have any estate plan at all.
Wow.
I mean, I have people who've been sick and they still don't make a plan. Some people think it's unlucky, or they worry that, that we don't have enough of an estate to even make a plan. But everyone needs to plan something, because unfortunately, that's one thing we're all going to do, is die eventually.
No one's getting out of this alive.
None. The best we can do is equip our children and our families to do the best that they can afterwards.
So in your humble opinion, what is probate? What do people, should we avoid probate, or is it something that's no big deal?
So probate is just the process by which they authenticate this will, say, yes, this is this person's will. They qualify an executor to act, and then they admit the will to probate, saying, this is now a legal document. Whoever follows this will be immune from trouble. So it allows the executor then to step in, take over, and do whatever the decedent, the deceased person, wanted them to. But it takes time and it takes money, and it can be very easy to make very big mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some alternatives to that, right?
There are, yes. A little planning ahead of time can prevent a lot of this. A lot of people will do living trusts. That's a way that would prevent your estate from going through probate. A lot of people use beneficiary designations on accounts. There are a lot of different alternatives, and we can find the one that works best for your family.
Right, right. Well, listen, I wanted everyone to know that we are going to be doing a class at Concordia University. I want you to sign up. All you have to do is call me at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. It's at Concordia on September 27th and also the 28th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It's a real quick hour and a half, but it could be life-changing for your family. And what we're going to be doing is talking about this topic. You're going to get great information that you can use to protect your family. It's really a must, because just as she said, nobody's getting out of this alive. So September 27th and 28th at Concordia University from 6:30 to 8, please sign up, 512-215-9030. Call us now and we'll get you in. It's limited, obviously. We only have so many spots there. So we really want you to learn about legacy, estate planning, wills versus trusts, how to protect your family. You know, in the next segment, we're going to talk a lot about, you know, we talked offline about a family that you've had the privilege of taking care of.
Absolutely. One of the hardest things in my practice to deal with is when someone dies unplanned and they have a child from a previous relationship. Because in that case, the surviving spouse inherits almost nothing. It's so hard to tell a grieving widow that now the stepchildren that never liked her own her home.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of that. I had a young couple come, and he had a child from a previous relationship who disliked his new wife and children tremendously. We did some planning with him, and luckily we did, because he went home, changed a light bulb, fell off the ladder, and did not wake up again.
Oh my, wow, okay. So I'm glad you were there for him.
If he had not done that planning ahead of time, his family would have been devastated. They would have lost everything.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want you as a listener to build up this beautiful estate. You've got 401ks, bank accounts, brokerage accounts, a house that's probably doubled in value. And here you are at the twilight of your life, retired, enjoying everything. And all of a sudden, because of poor planning, you end up going through these tragic stories. They're real. They've affected the smartest of us just because we've neglected to take care of these simple processes. So please sign up September 27th and 28th from 6:30 to 8. Call me at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. And stay tuned. The next segment, we're going to go into another story of married families that needed to put together a trust and how that's going to benefit you. Remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
Do you know the difference between a will and a trust? Have you ever been through probate with a loved one? If you've had a loved one pass without an estate plan, you know what a mess that can be. You don't want that experience for your grieving family. If there's no will and no trust, the assets you've spent a lifetime building could end up being distributed on the courthouse steps. 70% of all Texans do not have an estate plan. This is why Suzette Porter of Capstar Financial and host of Financial Wise Radio is bringing our community an informative estate planning workshop. Held at Concordia University, sessions take place the evening of September 27th or September 28th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Suzette Porter and partnering attorney Farron Sheehan welcome your questions to help you better plan for your family's future. There's no charge for this informative workshop, but seating is very limited. Reserve your seats today by calling 512-215-9030 or by registering at capstarfinancial.com.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio. I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial. We're a fiduciary financial planning firm here in Austin. And I tell you, this is one of my favorite things is to have guests. And Farron Sheehan is here. She's a local Pflugerville attorney. We've been working together for over a year. Yeah. And I have three attorneys. She's kind of a go-to person for me on my really wonderful cases of people that are in a second marriage with kids previous and some his and hers and ours and all that. Because as you know, in Central Texas, we've enjoyed wonderful property values that have doubled. And, you know, if you're like me, we've worked a lot of years, you've got a 401k, you've got some assets, brokerage accounts, some things like that. And you finally meet that soulmate and you get married. And now, how do you set that up? Because as you age, we're none of us are getting out of this alive. And so Farron was sharing a story about estate planning with a twist. And it's not that uncommon to have our stepkids or in-laws or who, you know, people that we marry into not like us. How about that?
It happens all the time, unfortunately. So as we were saying before, when the state of Texas makes a will for you, if you don't make it yourself, they will do it through the estates code. And basically what that means with blended families is that the spouse would receive nothing at the first spouse's death. This can be devastating for families. Mm-hmm. When people come together, they're in love, they build assets together, they want to care for each other, they want to care for their children all together. Mm-hmm. But without a plan, that can go so very wrong. In the case I was talking about before, the gentleman's son from a previous relationship could not stand the fact that he had remarried and had a new family. A lot of jealousy, a lot of human emotions and anger in these. And you add a little bit of money to that and it can become a disaster. When his father died, the son came down determined to take everything he possibly could. He felt it was his right. But thankfully, he had planned. He had done a trust with us, which ensured that money was protected. His assets were protected to care for his wife and his children.
Oh, I love that story. You know, and you're thinking yourself, what's going on in my life? You know, how am I set up? Do I have the right documents? You know, a will can be contested. A trust can be contested as well, but there are certain precedences with wills. And if you really want to make sure things are in order, we have personally found that trusts tend to work well, and you can customize them in a way for distribution that a will may not do. Am I speaking out of turn?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. So with a will, all the people contesting it have to do is prove there was a problem in that one moment that you signed the will. Any little mistake in that will can be held up to the court and be reason to have it thrown out. With a trust, you set it up, you fund it, and every time you write a check, you are reaffirming that trust. It's very, very difficult to challenge a trust with any success.
Interesting.
It really is a very safe method of estate planning.
Well, the other thing that I'm aware of with a trust is it's amendable in a pretty easy way while you're alive.
Yes.
Because, you know, my kids, I don't know about you listening, my kids sometimes have halo and wings, and sometimes they have horns and a tail. Right?
Absolutely. And every family is different. And as you mentioned, things change over time.
Yeah.
It's called a revocable living trust because it's a living document. You can change it at any time. You can amend it. You can tweak it. There's no problem with it.
It's my understanding, Farron, that a revocable trust does not require a probate. Is that true?
Yes, it is. There's no court intervention necessary to transfer assets with a trust. We call it a transfer by operation of law. It's in the contract how it will proceed, how it will transfer, and everything just follows that document. Everything stays private. A will, it may not be bad to go through probate, but it is public. All of your assets, all of your heirs, their addresses, their personal information, it's all there for anyone to see. A trust is a more private option.
Well, a private family document just sounds better than a will to me, but it needs to be looked at by a competent estate planning attorney. And so what I want to offer everyone that's listening right here, we are going to have an estate planning class. This will be at Concordia University, September the 28th and the 27th, 27th and 28th, from 6:30 to 8. And this class will go through all the details. You will be a student of this learning if a will's best or a trust is best and how probate works and if it's right for you to set up your documents. We will be there and we will be able to share our experience with these documents. I have seen in my own life working with you when someone passes away with a fully funded trust and they go, the family takes over really immediately. Because they've already chosen a successor trustee. They've already chosen who's going to handle the distribution at death. And if it's a surviving spouse, things just go along. But what are some of the mechanical things after both spouses die and the children take over?
Well, there's two kinds of assets. Probate assets or title assets and non-title assets. So if we're talking about an investment account that you're managing, I'm sure you have all of your people fill out beneficiary designations.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fairly simple. All they have to do is bring you a death certificate. But a titled asset is going to take something. Now, if you have a will and you have to go through the probate process, you'll have to wait a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a trust, then the person who is the successor trustee can step in automatically. They can sign the deeds over to the beneficiaries. They can step into the shoes of the deceased person, pay all the bills, take care of everything from the get-go. You don't have that delay.
Yeah. We have a lot of clients, especially those of you listening, that own rental properties, and they have them in, in a family trust, and it's designed to feed income for the senior, the person that's retired. And so when they pass on, there's really no interruption. It just goes on to the heirs. Is that correct?
Exactly. You would already have your account set up. The checks would continue to come in payable to the trust. The trustee, the new one, the successor one, would simply be the one managing it.
I love that.
It's really a gift for your family to plan ahead. Because then if the worst happens, they can just deal with the grief and the loss without compounding it with all of these complications and legal problems.
Well, I hope that you're getting a taste of some very competent need for estate planning. What we're trying to do on this show specifically is give you a platform. This is a teaching platform, as you know, Financial Wise Radio. For the last 10 years, I have been really wanting to educate everyone in Central Texas about how to protect your assets, how to set your life up so that you don't leave a mess. That's how I got in this business, was my father literally left a mess. And it's always my charge. You can either be better or you can get bitter. And I want you to get better in your life. So having a plan is the key to doing that. So what I want you to do is I want you to call me at 512-215-9030. Pick up the phone and call me at 512-215-9030. We have this on podcast, on Apple, on Google. It's on my website at capstarfinancial.com. But please plan to attend the Legacy and Estate Planning Workshop we'll have at Concordia University on September 27th and 28th from 6:30 to 8. I can't wait to see you and shake your hand. Remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
At the time of his death, multimillionaire Howard Hughes had an estate worth $2.5 billion, all left to charity on a typewritten will. Sadly, this was a will that was never signed, thus it was never valid. It took 34 years to settle his estate, costing tens of millions of dollars. Picasso, Prince, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, all notable names who did not have a legacy plan at the time of their death. At Capstar Financial, we help you avoid these costly mistakes and navigate the waters of estate planning. We see too many sad situations where the legacy plan was missing. If you don't have a plan, believe us, the state of Texas has one for you, and it's not the one you want for your family. Hi, I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial, host of Financial Wise Radio on Talk 1370. Let's strategize about the legacy you want for your family. Call Capstar Financial today at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio. Yes, this is a new voice wrapping up this week's show. I'm Tammy Moore, Suzette Porter's event and workshop planner. Stay with me now as I give you the details on how to join Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial and host of Financial Wise Radio, and attorney Farron Sheehan of Sheehan Law for their upcoming estate planning workshop that they are bringing to our community. As you've heard in this jam-packed estate planning show, financial advisor Suzette Porter and partnering attorney Farron Sheehan explain some of why estate planning is a must for a seamless transition to your heirs. But there is always so much more to communicate than a 30-minute show allows, because each individual family situation is unique. So to get all of your questions answered and educate yourself on the legacy for your family, Suzette and Farron are inviting you to attend a one-night workshop held at Concordia University. You'll have your choice of Tuesday, September 27th, or Wednesday, September 28th, from 6:30 to 8. You choose which night is best for you by calling to reserve your seat today at 512-215-9030. Or registering at capstarfinancial.com. One more time, that's 512-215-9030 or registering at capstarfinancial.com. There is no charge for the workshop because Suzette and Farron are both very passionate about giving you the knowledge you need to protect yourselves and your assets. Both Suzette and Farron have their own personal stories of loss, surrounded by messes because loved ones did not have anything in place. That was all on top of their grieving and sadness that naturally happens when we lose loved ones. Suzette and Farron do not want their experiences to be yours. It makes sense that it's hard to have those family discussions on what happens after those we care about and love leave us. It's probably why 70% of all Texans do not have an estate plan. Yes, 70%. Wow. Because it's just that hard to talk about. But it's an absolute must to have those discussions, because if there's no will and there's no trust, the state of Texas has a plan for you. And believe us, it's not the one you want for your family. If you've ever been through a messy, lengthy probate, this workshop is for you. If you don't know which is the right document for you, a will, or there's two different kinds of trusts, this workshop is for you. If you have a more intricate scenario that requires guardianship for a special needs child, or a complicated blended family scenario, or even special distribution needs, this workshop is for you. If you've always wanted to put a legacy plan in place, but you didn't know where to start because you were lacking the knowledge, please join us. Just remember that planning is the key to a seamless transition to your heirs. The upcoming estate planning workshop is no charge, because it's very important to Suzette and Farron that you have good information first before putting your plan together, so that you can make the right decisions for your family's future. This is a one-night workshop, again, held at Concordia University. You'll have your choice of Tuesday, September 27th, or Wednesday, September 28th, from 6:30 to 8. You choose by calling to reserve your seat today at 512-215-9030 or registering at capstarfinancial.com. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Investment advisory services offered through Capstar Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Capstar Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Capstar Financial has no affiliation with the news agencies mentioned here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products are sold through Suzette Porter, an individually licensed and appointed agent. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. These investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Capstar Financial LLC and Capstar Insurance Company are separate companies.